I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, I'm taking you just down the road to Rockwall, Texas, a surprisingly nice weekend destination. Okay, pop quiz. Where does Rockwall, Texas get its name? I felt foolish after learning the simple answer. Rockwall is named after the rock wall discovered in the 1850s, just about the time the community was formed. At 5 miles long, it comes with its own controversy. Is it a geological formation or the work of a lost civilization? History 2 Channel will try to answer that in a November program called America Unearthed. Regardless of the answer, though, Rockwall is a surprisingly pleasant weekend getaway spot. Rockwall is old for Texas, platted in 1854. It was a stop on the National Road of the Republic of Texas that brought early settlers to Dallas after crossing the Red River near Clarksville. Rockwall stayed viable with agriculture and later the railroad until Dallas's economy took off in the 1900s and left the town behind. More recent history explains how a sleepy little Texas town with 11,000 residents in 1990 grew 400% in 20 years to become one of the wealthiest in the state. Its median household income in 2012 was $77,500. Compared to $49,000 for Texas. Two decisions changed the community's trajectory. In 1969, construction of Lake Ray Hubbard, bisected by the recently completed I-30, turned Rockwall into a lake town. Dallas just had to grow enough for Rockwall to scoop up commuters. And in 2003, local government entities and developers Sarah and Rob Whittle signed on to a vision of the harbor on the lake. The city committed lakefront park space, the county gave tax incentives, and the Whittles built a lakeside Hilton Hotel in 2008. New stores and restaurants followed along the boardwalk. Summer concerts and a sunset harbor cruise appeared. It would be easy to just hang around the lake, but there's more downtown. I met Bethany Browning for coffee at the Lighthouse Bakery north of Rockwall Square. Bethany had been Main Street coordinator in Paris before landing the same position with Rockwall. She lives 10 minutes from work with her husband Jason and their daughter. They have a lake view from their home and can confirm the town's motto, a small town feeling with big city amenities. She confesses to making a run on the box stores along I-30 every week or two, but her heart is with Main Street. Truthfully, downtown Rockwall does not have the bones to build on that Paris, Sulphur Springs, Greenville, and other East Texas towns do. It was a poor relation in earlier years. But what Rockwall lacks in historical buildings, it makes up with money. An $8.5 million bond issue passed recently to renovate downtown. Sidewalks will be replaced, seating walls built, a pedestrian street developed, and parking lots brought close. Three solid restaurants already stand on or near the square. Bin 303, Zanata's, and the Fatted Calf, all of which promote their Sunday brunch and often require reservations. New stores are opening. In visiting with employees, waitresses, and owners, all love being downtown and in Rockwall. The designer at Expressions Home Decor increased her walk-in traffic significantly since her move to the center of town. A waitress at Bin 303 confessed she never crosses the lake as everything she needs is close by. At the kitchen store in Joy, the salesperson had only recently relocated to Rockwall from Dallas and hoped never to return. With an average age of 36, you heard that right. With an average age of 36, that population's interests are emphasized. The city has miles of trails built by the city and required of developers. An unusually large home brewer association provides beer tasting at events. Two heavily used disc golf courses are available. The San Martino Winery hosts live music events weekly. And of course, the lake fills with boats of all kinds on weekends. Bethany realizes much is happening in Rockwall. An email that day named 8 new restaurants coming to town, including Mellow Mushroom, Fuddrucker, Dunkin' Donuts, and The Londoner. With growth comes traffic, and Rockwall has this in spades. I-30 speaks for itself, but the number of trucks and cars passing alongside downtown was also notable. The city and county are small and are quickly being filled in, meaning the presence of road construction is constant. But when faced with rising student population, the Rockwall School District chose to build a second 4A high school rather than offer one huge urban 5A school, another attempt to keep a small town feel to the community. Rockwall is an easy drive for the listening audience of KETR and provides big city restaurants, hotel, waterfront, trails, and shopping. So next time, instead of speeding through to Dallas, maybe it's time you stayed the night in Rockwall.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit maryclarktraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at KETR.org. Click support this station.